Dear Editor, Things I don't comprehend about drivers in Richmond. Why aggressively tailgate the last car in a line of 10 vehicles? Are you so egocentric that you believe they all should move out of your way? What is it about the efficiency of alternating with merging traffic that some people don't understand or choose to ignore? A basic principle of navigation that is beyond the thinking capabilities of some people, I guess. Where did you learn to drive where it is okay to do a left-hand turn at an intersection from the outside lane across the middle lane and cause other drivers to hit their brakes to prevent an accident? A total lack of situational awareness or just sheer stupidity? People who have the total, inconsiderate arrogance to actually stop their vehicle on a single-lane road with several cars behind them just to check their phones for messages. And we wonder why there is road rage. People who have never learned how to back cars up. Is there anything more aggravating than being stuck in a parking lot watching someone make 6 attempts to back into a parking spot? People who do not move out into an intersection on a green light in order to give the car behind them a chance to also complete the turn. A curse-worthy habit that demonstrates a total lack of respect for other people. People who drive luxury cars who expect everyone to admire them. Hey Sparky, you didn't design or build that vehicle. Those are the people who deserve our respect, not you. People who buy huge fuel-guzzling, space-gobbling SUVs just to drive to the grocery store and back. Include in that group are the drivers of four-wheel off-road vehicles that will never travel on anything but paved city streets. A friend who has driven in major cities across North America and in Europe has also added that when he drives in Richmond, he has to rely on his defensive driving skills more than anywhere else he has driven, and I believe most drivers on the Lower Mainland would share his opinion. Ray Arnold, Richmond. Got an opinion on this story or any others in Richmond? Email your thoughts or story tips to editor@richmond-news.com.